4HKX Mobile.
HKX, KD2BNG.
Morning, Glenn. What are you doing up this time of day?
You woke me up. The radio must have been switched on. How you doing this morning?
On my way into work.
What are you, a farmer?
I'm on my own business. I own a tool route. I gotta go to my tool truck, switch it into it, and then drive the rest of the way to Greenville.
What kind of route? Sounds like good business.
Tool sales. I own a Matco tool business.
Okay. Yeah, it is a good business. I was discussing that with someone earlier. The, the $5 wrenches that sell for $100. But, you know, if you're a professional that needs those tools, then you need them. If I were a professional, whatever it was, yeah, you know, Snap-on, Mac, those, you know, the Cadillac of tools.
Roger that. It's hard to do a professional job with the, I don't want to call them lower brand, but the homeowner versions.
Discussing that too with someone. You know, everyone nowadays says, you know, why is this cheap Chinese junk on the market? Well, I guess it's because you, the consumer, wanted it. You know, you voted for it, you got it. So, you get what you pay for, or, you pay for what you get.
People don't want to pay for quality anymore. All they care about is the price.
Again, there's nothing especially wrong with that. That's why, what is it? Harbor Freight has a place there, in the marketplace, as the Snap-on or Mac or, I guess in the early days, Sears Craftsman. What is it I was saying? Harbor Freight is a good place for tools you're going to buy once. And, use one time. And you'll probably never use it again. The typical homeowner, do-it-yourselfer, that's usually good enough.
But you go using it every day and they don't hold up. They don't make it for very long in that business.
But, as I said, it's a question of who's using it and how often. A professional, a professional auto repairman, he uses that wrench or whatever it is in a week more than I'll use it all year. So in a case like that, yeah, you pay more for a Mac or Snap-on because it'll last, it'll last that much longer.
Automotive technician, you'll wear those other wrenches out in a week's time. They've done had a lifespan.
We don't. And as I said, in a lot of cases, in the case of the typical do-it-yourselfer, typical homeowner, whatever, that's fine. I'm sure I still have a basin wrench, or something, or one of those water heater heating element wrenches that I probably bought one time, and then, when is it ever going to get used again?
Well, sorry to wake you up this morning. Didn't mean to do that.
Okay, I was already half awake anyway. It's that time of the day I call the witching hour. Too early to get up and too late to go back to bed. Yeah, I was already half awake. I'm sure something else would have awakened me if you didn't.
Well, I'm sorry it was me this morning, but I'm glad somebody's there to talk to.
Said, my fault, turn off the radio. I didn't realize the radio on the desk here was turned on. I didn't hear anyone all day, or but you're the first person I've heard.
It's a good thing, Nick. And Nick get woke up earlier. But he could have got up earlier and turned it off and went back to sleep then.
I missed the net, too, the 9 p.m. net. I guess I was... I was out of it. I must have been... I probably slept through the entire, well, you know, most of the day.
Net, I went on for a good while last night. Gary had a good net going. But I am coming up into the black hole up here in part of my trip, so I'm going to say step three because I'm losing the repeater here. Good to talk to you this morning. Maybe you can get you some rest. KO48X, and I'll be clear for now, Glenn. Step three.
82BNG, all right, you take care, and I guess I'll talk to you later. And as long as I'm up, maybe it's time to get a cup of orange juice or something. 73s, we'll talk to you later.